Let's talk about something that nobody warns you about as an adult. Adult friendships. They can be really painfully difficult and also extremely beautiful. And navigating it is something that we are not really taught from a young age. So let's deep dive into this. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, my name is Sheen and this is a little bit of a different one. It will be just me and no guest. A lot of times we're told that adult friendships are beautiful, right? And it's true. I believe friends are the family that you choose. But sometimes it can also get a little bit messy and very complicated. And sometimes they just turn on you. And I think this is something we need to explore a little bit more in details. Let's start first with how beautiful friendship can be. Honestly, for me, especially my female friends, I am who I am and I am the way I am because of them. I've taken so much from our interactions, from who they are. We just kind of like become so attuned to who they are, and we learned a little bit more about who we are also by being around them. And honestly, I could not do life without my female friends. That being said, I have lost a lot of friends over the years, and this is something I never thought would happen because, you know, you take so much time to nurture these friendships, and then suddenly you realize that it's not necessarily forever. You know how sometimes you think, this cracked me up because I saw this clip that said, oh my God, I'm so upset because I thought this girl was going to be my bridesmaid. So who's going to be my bridesmaid now? And the tagline was, well, someone else will be. In your childhood, you have your friends, your best friends, and you grow up with them and you think that, you know, you have so much history together and then you're going to spend the rest of your life together and live different phases of your life together, so that it's so much more beautiful because these people knew you from, you know, way back when. But it's interesting to see how friendships evolve, and there's not always a villain, but they do change over time. And this is what I want to talk to you about, because from my experience in my short life I've had so far, is that there are very different ways that friendships evolve and how you can lose some friends. And they're not always the same reasons, right? So let's get into it. The first thing is that let's address that you do lose friends in adulthood, right? And I think, why does that happen? How does it happen is super interesting. First of all, we need to tell more people that this happens and, you know, you will lose friends. And In my experience, I've realized that a lot of times nothing really happens. It's not a huge argument. It's not dramatic. You kind of like just drift apart. And that's because life kind of gets in the way. You know, people's priorities change. Like, you might move countries. Someone might get married. They might have kids. You have completely different interests, different lifestyles even. So then it becomes really difficult for you to either find the time to be there for each other or even find anything in common to share with each other. And that doesn't happen to everybody, of course. And there is an element of the intention that you have in pursuing that friendship and how much time you're giving it. But at the end of the day, there are certain things that are beyond your control. And once both of you stop showing up for each other, then that friendship is gone. And to be honest, it has happened to me many times. I've had a friend who, you know, was kind of like a ride or die, and we used to do everything together. And, you know, this was someone who I thought would be in my life forever. But then it's kind of like we're not even mad at each other. Nothing happened, but we just really drifted apart, stopped showing up for each other to a point where now it's been too long. There's been too much distance and too much time where it's not even worth it to like talk about it. Or what do you even talk about? It's just, we're not mad at each other is what I can tell you. And it's just been a loss. And I think it's normal to outgrow people and people outgrow us. And that's absolutely fine. And it doesn't mean that one person is the villain. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that you need to apologize for not being the older version of you, because you only need to show up for yourself. And whoever you are, if that doesn't align with whoever you used to be, and therefore that friend or that friendship circle, that's absolutely fine. You know, it's time to let it go and move on. But while we're talking about loss here, one thing I do want to talk about is I saw this today actually as a podcast reel where they were talking about how one thing we never teach people is how to grieve the loss of people who are still alive. We've never been told this, right? Have you ever been told, oh, you know, it's okay when like you lose someone in your life, you know, whether it is a relationship that breaks up or a friendship that breaks up. And honestly, in my experience, friendship breakups are really, really difficult to handle. And nobody teaches you how to grieve that loss because that person is still around. A lot of people still think that, you know, you're still friends. You might have a lot of mutual friends. You might have a lot of shared memories. And there are things that will remind you of them. And it's not like, you know, they're dead and you can't talk to them. They're still around, but it's just that now you can't talk to them. And it's even harder when there's no drama. You know, if there's drama, at least you can hate them. You'll be like, oh, this is a bad person, so I don't really need to talk about it. But if there's nothing has really happened, it's even harder. So I don't know. I feel like we need to start teaching young adults how to maneuver through this whole, you know, like, maze of adult friendship, and especially how to move on after you lose a friend. But yeah, that's one thing. The other thing that I've encountered in terms of adult friendship is when you think about transactional friends. And this is something that has become more and more apparent to me now, especially because, you know, I have a public platform. And it's crazy how many people I meet who are just transactional. And you know, I get these messages all the time where it's like, hey, bestie, how are you? And you know, that message is just, it comes out of the blue. Not really like checking up on me. It's like a few messages of trying to catch up. And then it's like, by the way, you know, I needed this. I needed an advice. I needed an intro. I need you to think through this with me. And the thing is, this is what people don't understand. You know, I feel like in our universe of friends, you have your core friends who, you know, are people who you will do anything for. They don't even need to ask. You will do it. They will basically order you to do it. They are your friends who are like family. Then you have the outer of the inner circle. You have the other people who you have a very good relationship with, who again, you will feel like if they ask you for a favor, you'd be happy to do it because you know that if you had to ask them for a favor, they would probably help. It's that relationship. I'm not saying it has to be give and take, but it's more that you know the trust is there, that if you needed them, they would help you. But then there are the people who are completely on the outside, who only comes when they need you. They see you as a resource rather than as a friend. And they are the dangerous ones. And they are the ones that you really need to limit access to you, right? Because I feel like these people are just here to take. And yes, obviously, if we are to think about the bigger picture in life, we need to do good and help as many people as we can. But at the same time, if this person is only taking from you, it will leave you with a little bit of a bad taste. And therefore, it makes me a little bit resentful then. And I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm being used. I don't like it. Then I harbor bad feelings while doing something good. So there's no need to do it. It's better to just limit access to you, to these people who see you as a resource rather than as a friend. Now, leading on from the transactional friend, you also have the fake friend. Because the transactional friend might be someone that, you know, for a time or the other, you were friends, you were good friends, and they might still, you know, have the best interest at heart for you. They don't really want to help you, and they just remember you whenever they need something. And that's kind of like nature, you know, character of some people. But when we're talking about the fake friends, and oh my God, you know, being in this like influencer world, and I'm not saying it's just specific to this, but I feel like whenever you are in these places where kind of like people can see and perceive your success, so there is this another level of we need to compete, and there is that, you know, that what you call it, the scarcity mindset, right? So people are just like trying to hold on to things. So anyone that comes through feels like a competition. I just feel like it really amps up the number of fake friends that you meet. And I am so naive, okay? I've learned it the hard way. I keep going around meeting people. I'm like, oh my God, we have such good chemistry. I really like their vibe. We're really getting along. They care about me. They message me every now and then. And then suddenly it just feels like, oh, okay, when something good happens for me, or like, you know, there's a small win in my life, they go quiet. You don't hear from them. They're never going to say congratulations, but they watch everything. At the same time, you'll start seeing things like, oh, you tell them you're going to an event, you go there, they're there, but they didn't tell you they were also invited because they were hiding that from you. And then that just, you know, even now talking about it, like I have this like wave at the back of my spine because it really gives me the ick when people pretend to be your friend, but they are just keeping you close in order to know a lot more about your life that they can copy, that they can either steal, or that they can just, you know, it's like keep your enemy close so that they know exactly what you're doing. But they are not happy when you win. I don't know if they're happy when you're losing, but they're definitely not happy when you win. And these people are dangerous, honestly. And I keep learning this the bad way. You know, a lot of people I meet, they will like promise you everything. They're like, oh my God, we have to be besties. Let's hang out. And then you see them hanging out with people that you introduced them to, but now you're not invited at all. And you're like, okay, I'm all for being a connector. I love putting people in touch. I do this all the time. If you're my friend or you've been part of like my social circle, you know that I do that all the time. If someone is looking for something or I think that these two people are great, I'll connect them. And I think there's nothing more beautiful than connecting people together. But what I don't like is when someone uses you to have access to your network and then they try to cut you off from that network. And I'm like, what is the point of this? Also, are we children? I feel like even children don't do this. I should not be going for the kids. But why? Why are we doing this? My advice on this front is if your friend cannot clap for you when you're winning, they should not be in the room with you. You need to know this. And I remember Simon Sinek said this thing is that, you know, we should always look for the friends who are there for us when something bad happens. But that's not the best test for friendship. The best test for friendship is the one person you want to call when something really good happens to you. Because that means that you know that this person deep down will be as excited, as happy as you are about this thing that just happened for you. And that's just beautiful. Honestly, right now talking about it, I can see the faces of the people in my life that I immediately share good news with. And the way they get excited, the way they celebrate is crazy. And these are the real friends. They are the ones who are equally, if not more than you, excited about your wins. And they are the ones who deserve to be there. But if something good happens to you and you're a bit like, I don't know if I should tell this person because, you know, they're not really supportive when something good happens, or I'm a little bit worried about, you know, evil eye, what about the nazar here? Then you know that this person is not a good friend. And in this case, you know, whether it is a professional relationship, great, but you should not have any expectations. And again, limit access. Now, the next thing, of course, there is the betrayal, right? And I think I don't really need to talk about that. I think we all know when someone stabs you in the back, or someone, you know, talked about you behind your back, or, you know, whether they, I don't know, they allowed someone else to talk about you and they didn't defend you. And I always say, if someone talked negatively about me in your presence and you're coming to report this back to me, my first question is, why did that person feel comfortable enough around you to talk negatively about me? Let alone you not saying anything to defend me. And again, loyalty is huge, but why did they feel comfortable? Because you made them feel comfortable. And in that case, you know what? Believe them. Just be their friend. I'm okay with that. And I think that's where we need to be a little bit more discerning as to who the people around us are. And again, you know, we don't need revenge. You don't need closure, nothing dramatic, just bye-bye, you know? And that's one thing I've learned to do is that if I hear anything about a friend who said something remotely negative about me or who's done something behind my back that is a little bit iffy, I'm like, okay, chapter closed. Khalas, bye-bye. You know, that's it. There's no, I want to know, I want to understand what happened. We were friends. Who has the time? Don't do it. Don't waste your time. Just let them go. And that has been my approach. And it's so liberating. We don't need to be part of other people's drama, honestly. And I'm not going to go any further into that. You need to know when to cut people who are negative, okay? And the final thing I want to touch upon when it comes to adult friendship is the loneliness that comes with success in adult friendships. It's crazy how the more success you gain, the smaller your circle gets. And I know people say this all the time, and you're like, oh yeah, it's lonelier at the top. But I never realized how true it would be. And for me, the top would be, I don't know, becoming Elon Musk. That's the top. I didn't realize that now is already when you start to feel the impact of that. And it is madness, I tell you. It's crazy how people move, okay? But it's just, I don't even know how to explain this. I feel this is the whole point of this video, right? Is that I don't even know. Well, we don't know what we're going through. We're trying to figure it out, and I'm trying to make sense of it as I go. But if you are on the grind, okay, not a lot of people will understand the grind, which is fine. You know, we have different priorities in life. There are different things we want from life, and therefore we don't need to be moving the same. But then they can also resent you grinding and hustling, because that reminds them that they are not doing it, okay? And that's where the little mismatch happens a lot of times. But for me, what really kind of like made me realize that this is a thing is when I started noticing that with some people, I would really dim my light. I will not talk about the things that get me really excited. I will not talk about the big things that have happened to me. I would always really limit it and just like play it a little bit like smaller than it is. And I thought, why am I doing this? And I realized it's because I know that these people, first of all, either never take any interest in my work or talk about it in a very like demeaning way. So I start doing the same to make them feel more comfortable. And I thought, why am I around these people? And the thing is, I learned this the hard way, but success doesn't take away your friends. It just really shows you who cares about you genuinely and is rooting for you sincerely. And that is so important, right? To have real people who are pushing you to be the best version of yourself. But if you don't have that, and if you have people who are like crabs who are pulling you back down into the bucket every time you try to escape, then that really hampers your growth. And as I said, it's just that you activate probably people's insecurities, and we're all human. We're all the same. We all play the comparison game. So if they see someone else who used to have the same lifestyle, let's say you were both in corporate jobs, went to the same uni, and now you're doing the same thing, but then you quit your job and you try to do something a little bit different and you start to get a little bit of success in that, then they resent it, right? Because they feel like they are not ready to jump. They don't want to jump. But at the same time, they envy that life. They hate their job. So then it's all of this insecurity that they are projecting on you, and therefore trying to bring you back down to who you used to be so that they're more comfortable with that version of yourself. So I think me even explaining it makes sense to you that this is not the right way to be friends. So I think, you know what? Doing this video is really making me realize how hard it is. How do I even have friends? Here's the truth, okay? Not all friends will last forever, and that's okay. It's okay to lose friends along the way, because you will also make new friends along the way. And if you feel like you're surrounded by all these toxic friendships or friends that don't really get you, it's okay. You know, you need to make space, first of all. So cull, get rid of these people. We don't want any negativity. We don't want anyone who doesn't understand us. Cut them off, and we start to focus a little bit more on finding intentional friends who are going to be there, who can support us, who we can support, and we share a lot more in common. It might take time, but honestly, you just need a few friends. You don't need a huge circle. You just need a few people who are there who make life a little bit less serious. And remember, the most important friendship in your life is the friendship you have with yourself. So stop holding on to people who have already let you go. Just prioritize the main person here, which is yourself. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll come and listen to the next one. And I would love it if you would leave some comments about any feedback about the video and any experience you've had with adult friendship, and what steps are you taking into the new year to make sure your circle is preserved. Thank you. Bye.